A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins and the Rockies opened up a three-game weekend series at Marlins Park. The Marlins 2 opening up a homestand. It was a matchup between John Gray and Jose Ureña. With the recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, after a rough road trip, a happy homecoming for the Marlins tonight. They score three times in the bottom of the eighth, and they beat the Colorado Rockies 6-3 in the opening game of this six-game homestand. They win the first of the three-game set from the wild card leaders. In the first of the series, Jose Ureña for the Marlins, John Gray on the mound for the Rockies, and we were scoreless into inning number three. Charlie Blackmon led off with a double with one out. He stood at third base for the league's RBI leader, Nolan Arenado. With Blackmon at third, one down, the 2-1, Arenado slams one out toward right center. Stanton racing back, looking up, and it's a home run. It's a home run, a two-run shot. And the Rockies have a 2-0 lead. For Arenado, number 26 on the season, RBIs 99 and 100 for the man who led the league in both home runs and RBIs both of the last two seasons. Looks like he's got a very good shot to lead the league in RBIs again this year, although Giancarlo's got something to say about that home run title. Actually, he'll be heard from saying something about that home run title coming up here very shortly. Marlins were still down 2-0 into the fifth inning. They got back-to-back hits to start that frame. Derek Dietrich a single. He went to third and a Tomas Tolis single. So, down 2-0, there were Marlins at the corners for Miguel Rojas.
The pitch. And a ground ball to the left side. Scooped up by Story. Given to LeMahieu for one. Over to first for two. Double play. Run scores. And it's a 2-1 game.
The starter, Gray, would get out of that fifth inning leading 2-1. He would get the first out, D. Gordon, in the sixth, but he wouldn't get Giancarlo.
Here's the 2-2 pitch, and this ball is pulled high and deep to right center. Stanton goes back to the wall, looking up, and at the 382 sign, it's gone. A home run for Gerardo Parra, his ninth of the season, and that gives the Rockies a 3-1 lead here in the sixth.
Rockies with their second long ball in the game to extend the lead, but the Marlins muscled up in their half of the sixth inning with one out, Giancarlo Stanton.
The pitch, and he drives the ball deep to left field here. It's a no-doubter up over the Clevelanders' sign and up, up, and away. A home run for Giancarlo, number 40. And he has pulled to within two of the club season record, held by Gary Sheffield at 42. Giancarlo's done it again. Number 40, RBI number 86, and the Marlins pulled it within a run.
433 feet on his 40th of the season. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. So the Marlins are back within a run after the Stanton homer. Yelich doubled, took third in a wild pitch. Marcell Ozuna walked. First and third, still only one out in that sixth inning, went up step JT Realmuto.
And a swing here, and this ball is hit well to center field. This is going to be caught by Blackmon on the dead run to dead center. Tagging at third, Yelich will come on to score, and the Marlins have tied the game at three on a long sacrifice fly by JT Realmuto.
Well, both pitchers would leave a 3-3 game. John Gray for the Rockies working 5 2/3, 8 hits, 3 runs. He walked 2, struck out 4, allowed a homer through a wild pitch, 97 pitches, 63 strikes. Jose Ureña worked 5 1/3 for the Marlins, 6 hits, 3 runs. He walked 1, struck out 3. Couple of homers, couple of batsmen, 98 pitches, 57 strikes. So this one would be decided by the bullpens, and the bullpens kept it 3-3. Dustin McGowan, Harlan Garcia, and Junichi Tozawa getting through the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th for the Marlins. Mike Dunn and Pat Neshek getting this game 3-3 into the 8th inning on the Rockies side. But in the bottom of the 8th, Jake McGee on to pitch. He allowed a hit to the first man, Christian Yelich, who went 2-for-4 tonight. Yelich took second and a walk to Marcelo Ozuna. First and second, nobody out. First ball swinging, JT Realmuto rocketed a line drive to the left fielder Gerardo Parra for the first out. But the Marlins still had a great opportunity in the eighth inning. First and second, one down, trying to untie a 3-3 game. Went up step Derek Dietrich. 2-2 pitch is looped out to center field. Coming hard, Blackman still coming. It's going to get down for a base hit. Yelich around third. Miami takes the lead. Derek Dietrich delivers with a big hit against the lefty. And for the first time tonight, the Marlins are on top, 4-3 in the eighth. And they weren't done with Ozuna at second. And Dietrich at first, some icing from Tomas Tatis. 2-2 to Tatis. There's one lashed out toward left center. Blackman on the run, not going to get there. Ozuna's going to score. Dietrich waved at third. He's coming home. Tatis looking for a triple, and he's in there with a head first slide. Two runs in for the Marlins, 6-3 in the eighth. That three-run lead handed to Brad Ziegler in the ninth. He got the first man, Jonathan Lucroy, on a comebacker. Allowed an infield hit to Trevor Story, but Ziegler came back to strike out Alexi Amarista, the pinch hitter for the second out. After Story took second on defensive indifference, the Rockies down to their final out. Man at second, two outs to the ninth, down by three. Ziegler looking to slam the door facing a potential MVP, Charlie Blackman.
Ziegler sets again. The 1-1 pitch is on the way, and it is hit hard, and a hard one-hopper gloved smartly by Miguel Rojas. The throw to first for the ball game. Blackman is out 6-3, scorched that ball, and Rojas with a great pick on a one-hopper backhand side ends the game, and the Marlins come back to beat the Colorado Rockies 6-3 in game one of this three-game series.
For the Marlins, six runs, 11 hits, no errors, six men left. For the Rockies tonight, three runs, seven hits, no errors. They stranded seven. Junichi Tozawa, the winning pitcher, 2-2, took the loss last night in D.C., gets the win tonight back home in Miami. Jake McGee, the loser for the Rockies. McGee 0-2 on the season. Brad Ziegler saved number three. Time of the game, 3 hours, 24 minutes, in front of 20,096 who go home happy tonight. The Marlins with the winner, 54-60 overall, now 28-28 at home. They have a .500 home record for the first time since they were 5-5 here at Marlins Park back on May the 1st. Meanwhile, the Rockies fall to 65-50 on the season. They're just a game over, 30-29. Away from Coors Field. Colorado started the year 47-26. The Rockies were a season best 21 over on June 20th, but beginning June 21st, they've gone 18-24 over their last 42 games. They came in tonight a game up on Arizona atop the wild card standings.
Big win for the Marlins, coming off a long night of travel in Washington. They pick up a win in game one over the Rockies last night. Derek Dietrich had the game-winning hit in the eighth inning. We caught up with him post-game. Game-winning hit tonight. A couple of hits. Terrific defense. Offensively, though, just to get the continuous playing time, I know we talked about it before, it really lets you settle into a routine, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know what? I've just been able to compete every day consistently and go through a routine that gets me ready to play the ball game. And that's one of the biggest things, just having that consistency of the work and the routine and then the at-bats every day. So, yeah, it definitely helps.
Do you feed off of your offense with your defense? You make some nice plays tonight. You shut down a few innings, maybe keep a couple of runs off the board.
You know what? I think it's actually the other way around because early on this year, you know, I was back and forth with the bat a little bit. And defensively, I was just trying to make the plays for the pitchers and try to keep myself in it and in every play and on every pitch defensively. And it's actually helped turn around my hitting. So, you know, I'm trying to be on it every pitch offensively and defensively.
Down a little bit here, but to get in the time you guys did last night, no batting practice today. You fight behind, you're down 2-0. What's it say about the resiliency of the ball club, Derek?
Yeah, you know, that was a long one last night and get home late and just come here and compete. You know, you got to play this game sometimes when you're tired, when you're not feeling good, when you're beat up, when you're hurt. And, you know, we came out and we got that big hit, like always, from G. It seems like I said it in Washington, and he's, like, hitting a home run every night. So that got us going. And then, yeah, that late rally there, Tatis with a big two-run triple. I mean, we're resilient. We're always going
to
battle.
Hey, before I let you go, you mentioned it. How fun not only to be in this clubhouse with Giancarlo, but to genuinely see what this man is doing on a baseball field every given night.
Yeah, he's having the best year he's had, you know, with his home runs. And you know, he works his butt off every single day behind the scenes on his swing. He's working hard to stay consistent. And, you know, it's fun to see it pay off because, you know, he's going to drive the ball for us every night.
Let it fly, right?
That's right. Let it fly.
Thanks for the time, Derek.
Thank you.
Dietrich with a big night, but so too did Tomas Tatis. He had a couple of hits, and he had the big two-run triple in the eighth inning. We caught up with Tomas postgame. Tomas, take me through the at-bat against McGee in the eighth. How were you able to bust this one open?
Wow, that was good at-bat. That was good. You know, I think that they gave me the opportunity to open the score, you know, man, on first and second. So, good. The start, they throw me a lot of fastball in, and I don't swing it because I don't feel really comfortable. And then they put me into a strike, and I just try to hit the ball hard, and, you know, thanks to God, I hit the ball in the guy, and we scored two more runs.
I know you've been up and down this year, but to see your name in the starting lineup and to get an opportunity to contribute, how good does that feel?
Yeah, that feels so good, you know, when we know, like, those guys, like, up and down, like me, you know, we want the opportunity for play, for show the team we can play in the big league. So now I feel great because Don Matlin, they put me sometime first base. They give me the opportunity, and I just trying to do the best as a hitter and first baseman. That's not my real position, but I trying to do the best right there.
This is the third time we've seen you this year. Before I let you go, how do you keep such a positive attitude and mindset over the course of the season when you know you want to be here for 162 games?
Well, I just, you know, like you say, I'm being, like, up and down, like, 3 years, so I just, you know, trying to be ready, prepare for that, and trying to be here, like, all season.
Hey, go clean that shaving cream off. It looks good on you, but go get cleaned up. Thanks, Tomas.
Thank you. I'm going to clean. Thank you.
Dietrich and Talese pacing the offense last night. Let's not forget Giancarlo Stanton, who blasted his 40th of the season. Two more, and he will tie Gary Sheffield for the all-time single-season home run record. Second of three comes your way tonight from Marlins Park. Nicolino versus Hoffman. It's a 7:10 first pitch. We're on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.